Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. The Jazz were not very good tonight and got blown out by the Indiana Pacers, who might actually be really good. That's the takeaway I have tonight, is that the Pacers might be really good. They're 23-20 on the year, but they're 0-5 when Oladipo doesn't play, which suddenly makes them 23-15 or 24-15 now, which puts them as a better winning record than the Cleveland Cavaliers. So let's, before we dig into all the problems for the Jazz, let's start there. Is there a chance that the Indiana Pacers, with this lead all-star in Victor Oladipo and incredible balance, are actually really good?
I think they're good, and I think they're getting better. I watched them last night, and the way they play, the way they push the ball up the floor, and then during the ball game, I thought about what Coach McMillan said, that they want to play fast. And if they don't get anything, then they want to get late in the shot clock.
Score early, score late.
Score that, and that's exactly what they did tonight. And the great thing about that team is they put five guys and can shoot the three on the floor. Now, they only average 25 a game. Not only, to me, that's quite a bit. But they are very good at knocking down those threes. And Oladipo is just the bomb of getting in that 15-foot range to shoot that off that pick and roll.
Let me throw a thought. Is that the model by which the Jazz should be building their roster, with the comparable Donovan Mitchell to Victor Oladipo, but you actually have a chance to be a better defensive team because you have a real center in Rudy Gobert? I mean, this is a team that's not very good defensively. They're usually 20th. They're about 21st defensively. So is there any model we can look at in regards to what the Pacers have built that is something that the Jazz want to follow?
Only if you can get two guards with speed. Donovan's one. Can you find another one that can play with Donovan Mitchell that complement each other? I mean, both of these guys push the basketball up the floor. And I was very impressed with this. They blew up the Jazz
handoffs.
Yeah,
handoffs. Early they were the ball game. They were handsy and physical, and the Jazz just wilted early.
You know, and so you get that by just being aggressive and being playing hard and just working at getting in between the screener and the basketball. And they did that. They blew it up early. Now, if you put those – if Jazz could find another player that can complement Donovan Mitchell in that backcourt like that, then maybe the model changes.
It's a really interesting question. I mean, I think in many ways, obviously, the Jazz – at some point, if you don't win any games, you're not in a playoff race. And when you've lost, I don't even know what we've lost, but I think it's 15 of 19. We probably should stop talking about the playoffs. And you've lost your last two at home, despite the fact you're, you know, the schedule's been brutal. But with that said, you have to win games to make the playoffs. There's no, you don't get actually bonus points for playing 31 games against above 500 teams when nobody else has played more than 27. Like, all these sympathy things don't do you any good. So at some point, a little bit of this is a pivot on, like, well, who matches Donovan and Rudy? And as Rudy comes back, then you start to watch that combination and how they – Mark, great to see you.
Yeah.
And how that moves forward. And so you do – you're right. You look at a Darren Collison, like, oh, a speed guard that could play that same kind of – Darren Collison's nothing particularly special, but it's interesting to talk about and try to figure out. And Bogdanović is not a particularly special guy, but he's good. You know, he's a good 15-point-a-game scorer, good offensive player. I don't know. It's an interesting idea to kind of look at how that plays.
Finding that model, what about the front line? I just think the Jazz, first of all, we're not good enough to have the kind of injuries that we have, you know, and as many injuries as we have. We've been playing uphill all season long. We had that 6-game winning streak, and maybe we got a little ahead of ourselves as far as, you know, our ability to survive in this league. This Indiana Pacers team, they made a major trade in getting rid of Paul George, and they're two games ahead of last year's pace. So they've been able to do it, and hopefully the Jazz can find something that they can survive.
Greg just asked, is that player possibly Dante Exum?
You know, that's something we'll have to wait and see, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see that before the season's over with. We've watched Dante get up and down the floor. I know there's not any contact has been made with him, but he's getting up and down the floor, taking shots and all that kind of stuff, and hopefully he's not far away. Rudy, from the looks of things, is not far away. If we go to make a run, what will be 4 games out of the playoffs before tonight? You know, we just got to try to survive until we can get guys on the floor.
Let's see. Donovan Mitchell has brought the worst out of Rodney Hood ever since Donovan started playing well. Rodney's been missing wide open. Rodney's struggling. He actually hasn't been missing wide open threes, by the way. He was 3 of his last 23 from the mid-range before he hit a shot today. He was also struggling. I mean, Rodney's just scuffling. This year has just been tough on Rodney. He came with the burden and the pressure of trying to replace Gordon. He didn't handle that well early, so he went off the bench. He played well. Then he had the ankle injury. And now I think the fair point to say he hasn't figured out how he fits and what his role is right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think his approach as far as coming in the ball game, trying to score, is something that he needs to do, because if he doesn't do that, he's just out there on the floor. He's going to have his moments where he's going to knock down shots. I mean, he's going to have a great game. But I don't know. That is a puzzle.
Here's the problem. On this roster, last year, if he played well, we won, right? Because mm-hmm. he was a bonus. On this roster, he's a necessity. And in a third of his games coming in tonight, he shot below 33%. Mm-hmm. Like, when your necessity's doing that, and then tonight he's 3 of 10 at the end of 3 when the game's over, and I think he hit a bunch of shots in the fourth, so I don't know how he finished. I don't know the answer to this. And somehow he's got to find a way to turn those 33% games into 42% games. You know, I know that sounds weird, but, like, 4 of 10 instead of 3 of 11 somehow. I don't know how that happens, but whatever that is, that's the next – he's got to find a way to do that.
He did something tonight, and I thought late. He started working on trying to get to the basket and start, you know, trying to shoot over guys in the paint. I think if he comes in the ballgame and starts out that way and work his way back, maybe, you know, he'll find the range. Because right now he's coming in and he's looking to shoot the three, and he's getting farther and farther away from that three-point line, you know, just so he can get that shot off. He might think that that's the answer for him to get himself going, is to knock down a three. The answer, I think, is to make some plays and let it work for you.
Well, it was a tough night. Ricky Rubio started the night and then go for 5 or 6, and Rodney was 3 of 10 by the third quarter. And the Jazz offense, really, we usually tell you it's not the offense, it's the offense now.
Yeah.
They're 30th in the league in the last 15 games. They're just not making shots, and they're not making good look shots. And it's a tough stretch right now. I think they're worn out a little bit, and they're lacking confidence. And Tabo was pretty important, and Rudy's the best player on the team. And it's hard. It's hard.
And Joe Ingles.
Poor guy's just on empty.
I think he's definitely on empty. I just think he's tired. The amount of minutes that he's putting in out there on the floor, he has never seen that as far as his career is concerned. And he's not a player that you can rely on to beat his opponent off the dribble or anything like that. And he's often called upon to guard the wing guy that's tough. So he's struggling, and it's too bad, you know, for him, because he's put his time in all season long.
It's a tough stretch right now. We'll see if they can bounce back in Sacramento. This is David Lockham along with Ron Boone. Have a good night.